We're talking about moving and shaking and squeaking in your boots and all the rest of it. We'll open up a work session, but not yet. What we're doing this morning is we've got several bills we want to move to full. We're not going to have public testimony. They've already had that done. We simply want to move these bills to full budget, and then we'll make decisions there for where they go from that point. This conversation includes the seismic bills and the tsunami warning system bill. It does not include relating to crops, but which will be going to full and from full to the floor. So what I'm going to do is ask LFO to walk us through these one by one. Paul, do I have to open a work session on each bill?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do that. This is just a warning for where we're going, okay? It's not a tsunami warning before you say it, okay?
Well, I would have been flooded if you had dumped them all on the one.
There's a drug called Compazine we take for nausea, and I'll have some available for you in a few moments, okay?
I'll get in the swing of things. Don't worry about it.
We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 2A relating to seismic safety. Paul, can you lead us through this?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you should have at your place a packet with a memo from LFO dated July 28, 2005 on Senate Bill 2. I'm going to walk through that just to get some things on the record. Senate Bill 2 directs the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to develop a statewide seismic needs assessment of public school buildings. This includes K-12, community colleges, higher education, and education service districts with capacities of 200 persons or more, fire stations, police stations, and hospitals. As amended, the bill will provide $500,000 general fund and three limited duration positions to the Department of Geology to begin work on this assessment. LFO recommends that DOGAMI work with the Seismic Rehabilitation Grant Committee, which is created in Senate Bill 3 that you will hear about in a few minutes, and is administered by the Office of Emergency Management, to identify which groups of buildings should be assessed first. This is one reason for this is because there are a number of groups of buildings that need to be assessed. There is a limited amount of money. The department was assuming $1.3 million to do all the assessment work. As I said, we're approving $500,000 at this point, so there needs to be some direction on the prioritization of which buildings get done first. Once this policy choice is made, DOGAMI is to begin conducting assessments on the designated buildings. To the greatest extent possible, the department is supposed to use their existing resources, including the newly established seismic safety position that was approved in their 05-07 budget, to supplement the $500,000 general fund being made available. The department is further directed to use temporary employees and or professional service contracts to conduct the actual assessment work, again to the greatest extent possible. Finally, DOGAMI is directed to report to the emergency board with a work plan and an estimate of any additional funding necessary to complete the needs assessment by the end of the biennium. Mr. Chair, that is it for the LFO recommendation. Again, I just want to note that there are A2 amendments in front of you that provide the $500,000 general fund. And we also need to conceptually amend the bill. On the second page of the bill, on line 21, there is a completion date of January 1, 2007 for all the assessment work. This date was put in the bill originally because there was a belief that maybe the grant program could begin this biennium at the very end of the biennium. To my knowledge, no money will be available for bonding for the grant program. Therefore, we can move the date to July 1 of 07 and provide the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries more time to complete the assessments and more time to come forward to the emergency board with a plan on how to achieve those assessments. Mr. Chair, those are the two amendments that need to be adopted. First would be adopt the A2 amendments and then to conceptually amend the bill to change the date on page 2, line 21, from January 1, 2007 to July 1, 2007.
Thank you, Paul. Any discussion of this? Everyone in the state's aware we're sitting on multiple fault lines and that it's sort of a matter of time until we have a significant earthquake. Then I would entertain a motion first to accept the engrossed amendments to Senate Bill 2.
So moved. Just a question. The department has already said they needed $1.3 million, and we're only going to be $500,000. half a Richter scale out of all this, or how to, or 40%
Mr. Chair,
how is this all going to?
What I heard, they're going to have to do a prioritization of what they think is most important first. Is my guess.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson, that is correct, and they will also be expected to come forward to the emergency board to request more funding. So you will likely see them in the interim. Once they have a prioritization set up and the program in place, I would also note for the record that a good portion of the $500,000 will be used up front for the funds to begin the program of the assessments. So there will obviously be a need for additional resources that the department will bring forward to the emergency board during the interim.
Okay.
Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, any objections? No objections, so ordered. We'll now conceptually amend Senate Bill 2A, line 21, page 2. I'll accept an amendment to move the date for completion from January 1st, 2007 to July 1st, 2007.
So moved.
Any objection? Hearing none. So ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I move that we roll this one.
Any objections?
As no.
Hearing no objections. So ordered. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 2 engrossed.
A carrier.
And the carrier will be?
There's no. Yes.
Or would you like to?
No.
This is ripe for puns. I don't want to. Yes. You can't because you're not full.
Perhaps you can write the script for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That would be the right idea.
Sir Nelson.
Because of the $500,000.
Want me to carry it? Okay. I'm asking you not to encourage him anymore with scripts. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 2A engrossed. And open up a work session on Senate Bill 3A. Paul again.
Nope,
we changed.
Paul's been.
Agent, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and subcommittee members. Senate Bill 3A is before you, having come out of the Senate Committee on General Government. The bill is in effect a companion to the measure you just worked on. It directs the director of the Office of Emergency Management, which is located in the Oregon State Police, to develop a grant program for seismic rehabilitation of those same buildings that would be undergoing the special or the needs assessment by the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries as directed by Senate Bill 2. The measure also points out that the funding for the rehabilitation available under the grant program would be provided from issuance of the bonds authorized under the Oregon Constitution under Article 11M and 11N. There is no current funding available under those bonds. It also directs the creation of a grant committee, and the grant committee membership permanent membership includes representatives of DOGAMI, Department of Human Services, the Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Commission, which was created a few sessions ago, and the Department of Administrative Services, and others who have knowledge and experience in the area of seismic issues. That grant committee would be required to take a look at applications and make determinations of the funding necessary for grants, but it would be based on a scoring system that would be related to the statewide needs assessment that would be conducted under Senate Bill 2. Because of that relationship between the needs assessment and the results of that going to the grant committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office concluded, as did the agencies, that there would not be any grant funding available in the 2005-2007 biennium. So the cost for the Office of Emergency Management to develop a grant program can't really be decided at this point. It will be dependent on what the needs assessment turns up in the way of priorities and so forth. So there is at this point no obvious or determinable cost to the Office of Emergency Management. If they needed to have additional resources to develop the grant program in anticipation of bond funding being available in 07, 09. If they didn't have the current resources in their 05, 07 budget, we would leave the door open to them to come to the emergency board if necessary, based on the progress that Dogami would make on the Senate Bill 2 needs assessments. There are no amendments offered at this time. No amendments are necessary. The subcommittee could refer Senate Bill 3A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you for your summation. Any questions?
What are M&M bonds? I've never heard of those.
They're a little...
M&M bonds.
You're milking your mouth. These are general obligation bonds, obviously.
These are general obligation bonds, Mr. Chair, and they were the they are the bonds that were authorized as a result of the legislative referral to the ballot and were authorized by people at the vote in 2002, I believe.
Remember we passed that referral out on? Yeah. Okay.
It's, I heard of the G and the H bonds, but I never heard of
them. Senator Nelson.
M&M
bonds are just sugar-coated.
Okay, we're getting close to the end of session here. I apologize for the behaviors, okay? If no further discussion, I would then accept a proposal to move Senate Bill 3A to a full budget committee without further amendments.
So moved.
Objections? Hearing none. So ordered. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 3A, and I'm going to go ahead and carry all of these out, okay? And I'll just carry them. Okay, thank you.
On the floor as well? Or?
We'll determine that later. I like to spread the pain around. We're going to have an opportunity to meet everybody in LFO this morning here. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Part three.
Ken will be down soon, and Susie and everyone. And, all right. Anything from DHS coming over or education?
Maybe.
Okay. We're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 4A.
Okay.
Larry, you want to lead us through this, please?
Senate Bill 4A and Senate Bill 5A, we'll pick up in a few minutes, are the bills that set up the structures for both the Education Seismic Fund and the Emergency Services Seismic Fund. These are funds that would be set up to basically operate the General Obligation Bond Program that is done in cooperation with the Treasurer, the Department of Administrative Services, and Office of Emergency Management. Senate Bill 4 sets up the program for the 11M bonds, and Senate Bill 5 sets them up for the N bonds. Both of them are identical except for the fact that they're the designation of the types of bonds. M bonds are for the seismic rehabilitation of public education buildings, and the N bonds are for the seismic rehabilitation of emergency services buildings. So this reflects the work of the interim work group as well as amendment in the general government subcommittee on the general government committee on the Senate side before being sent to budget. It allows the Treasurer to transfer bond net proceeds to the Office of Emergency Management for deposit into the, in this case, the Education Seismic Fund. Creates the bond fund in the State Treasury to hold the monies that will pay the debt service on the outstanding bonds. Creates a bond administration fund in the Treasury to hold monies used to pay costs related to the issuance and ongoing administration of the bonds. And it creates this Education Seismic Fund in the Treasury also to hold the net proceeds distributed. Provides that the bonds are general obligation bonds of the state of Oregon as provided in the Oregon Constitution, and they are payable from the general fund appropriation if other sources are not available. Requires Department of Administrative Services to submit a budget request for debt service to be paid in each biennium that bonds are outstanding. The proposed amendments to Senate Bill 4 and the identical amendments to Senate Bill 5 are to eliminate the last section of the engrossed bill, which basically sets up the 0507 authorization to issue these bonds. As based on previous discussions, it's premature to do that until the needs assessment is completed and a prioritization of projects is established. So this would be something that we've taken up next biennium. The So the proposal would be to at least set up the structure, start the needs assessment required by Senate Bill 2, allow OEM to begin work on the grant program, and then have this structure in place so that next biennium, when bond authorization is appropriate, have everything in place so that Department of Administrative Services and the governor's recommended budget can make a proposal for the assembly to consider.
Thank you, Larry. I assume that we need the A2s, so that we can have the discussion of the governor's budget next time. That's why we're doing it at this point.
That's correct.
Not waiting for the next session to do it.
That's correct.
Here's a technical question on my part, my lack of information. Why do we need to split public education building separately from emergency?
Well, I guess the only way I would answer that is that when these went before the voters on November 5th, they were in two separate measures, and they passed individually and separately. They were two separate bond authorization authorities. Currently, there are about 17 general obligation bond obligations that are established in the Constitution, and probably a legal question, but I believe they were established separately as their separate authorities.
So that's why we have to do it separately to mm-hmm. sell the bonds if they decide to do so in 07-09.
Yes.
Any questions?
No.
Let's take Senate Bill 4A first. I would accept an amendment to Senate Bill 4A, the dash 2 amendments to 4A, which will delete lines 19 through 24.
So moved.
Discussions? The objections? Hearing none. So ordered. Now accept a movement of Senate Bill 4A2 to the full budget committee for Peruzzo. So moved. Senator as so moved. Any objection? We will. I wonder if this is two separate work sessions. So Senate Bill 4A2 is then being sent to full budget for possible passage. Let's do. I'll now open a budget. A work session on Senate Bill 5, and we've already had a discussion on this. I would ask that we would have a amendment to Senate Bill 5A to put in the dash 2 amendments.
So moved.
Objections? Discussion? Hearing none. So ordered. Senate Bill 5A2, I would accept a proposal to move it to the Budget Committee.
I would move it.
So moved. Any objections? Discussion? So moved. And Senate Bill 5A2 is for closing the work session.
Been a moving experience.
Yes, I know. Now, Mr. Borden. I'm not kidding you. I don't think about what in the world is going on. And before Frank has an opportunity to say so, the session of the committee is not considered a disaster. Thank you.
I don't know. I was going to post a few signs outside the door.
We'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 557, A. Engrossed. Mr. Borden, would you lead us through it?
Good morning, Chair Bates and members of the committee. Senate Bill 557A relates to a tsunami warning system, and this provides for a standardized alarm warning system indicating a tsunami is imminent and directs the distribution of information to coastal visitors about tsunami hazards and how to respond. Before you is a packet that includes a preliminary staff measure summary, a staff measure summary from the substantive committee, a dash A2 amendment to the measure, and a fiscal impact. On April 5th, 2005, the Senate Committee on General Government reported out SB 557A with a vote of 4 ayes and 1 excused. The measure directs the State Police Office of Emergency Management, in consultation with the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, to develop and adopt by rural tsunami warning information evacuation plans for distribution to transient lodging facilities and other locations within tsunami inundation zones, and established by rule uniform tsunami warning signal specifications. OEM administrative rules shall be adopted no later than March 1st, 2006. OEM and the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries may seek gifts, grants, and donations from any source to finance the duties and responsibilities under this measure. And with that, maybe I would talk a little bit more about the fiscal impact. The Legislative Fiscal Office has reviewed the fiscal impact for the Dash A, and according to OEM, the measure has an estimated cost of around $400,000. The Dash A amendment states that OEM is not required to carry out the assigned duties of the measure if sufficient monies are not available from grants, gifts, and donations. So that, and at this point, OEM has not identified a funding source for this measure, although they are looking into the possibility of federal funds. When a funding source is identified by either agency, they may need to seek supplemental other funds or federal funds limitation from either an emergency board or a regular or special legislative session. The measure does not appropriate any general fund or lottery fund or appropriate or allocate lottery fund.
Thank you, John. I had a question on this. When we took testimony during early part of the session from Dogami, I thought we had a fairly sophisticated warning system on the coast already with sirens and whatnot. This must be above and beyond that for some reason.
Chair Bates, perhaps I would...
Someone from the department come forward, please.
Good morning, Chair Bates and committee members. I'm Vicki McConnell, the Director of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries.
Chair Bates, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Ken Murphy, the Director of Emergency Management for the state.
Can you just give us a quick, what this does above and beyond what we're doing now?
Well, and I'll just give a quick and really turn over to Mr. Murphy, but it is, we do not have a standardized system. There are several communities and counties that have set up certain warning systems that they have, but there's nothing that is standardized, and that is a large concern, and that's where this measure is really important for the to try to set up something up and down the state that's standardized, understandable. No matter where you go, you're going to hear the same thing, and you know how to react to it.
Yeah, Chair Bates, members of the committee, I concur with Vicki's comments, and we do not have many communities across the Oregon coast that do not have any type of siren systems. Part of that is trying to figure out a way to put that in all the communities, also to cover parts of the coast that may not necessarily have a community identified but has large transient populations, camping areas, and things like that. But there is not sirens in every location on the coast.
Thank you. I didn't know. I thought the coast was pretty well covered. We all traveled there, seen the signs, seen sirens, but not in every community, not every place. And are there different sirens in different areas also?
Seaside
might be different than Canada.
Exactly, that is correct, yes. Right now. And some have chosen to use sirens, and some have decided, maybe they'll use a different warning system. And we would just very much like to be able to help set up a standardized system, the same as with fire drills and, evacuations at this point.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. As I understand this bill, there's no need for us to amend it anyway. It's ready to go.
There is a Dash A2 amendment that's in your packet. And the A2 amendment essentially says the office, which would be the Office of Emergency Management, is not required to carry out the duties under this measure if sufficient funds are not available.
Okay, I haven't got it. I wish I had a copy, but that's okay. We'll go ahead and do it. I would ask for a motion to amend Senate Bill 557A and Gross to include the Dash 2 amendments.
So moved, Mr. Chair, and I would suggest that it is in the fifth page of that thing. It's right.
Did I miss
right
it?
There.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Any objections?
No.
Discussion? So ordered. I will then accept a motion to move Senate Bill 557A engrossed with the dash twos in it to the full Budget Committee.
So moved.
Any objections? So ordered, and we will close the work session on Senate Bill 557A two engrossed. Thank you for your work this morning. Oh, Carrie, it'll have to be me again, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Nelson should care. This is not an earthquake. He can handle this one. Okay? You can take the tsunami. I have some pendulum to take care
put
of.
Put on your
okay.
boots. You can
yeah, you may be visiting the coast sometime.
You call me Typhoid David? Or
yeah, there you go.
Typhoon Day.
Yeah.
Tsunami Day.
Tsunami Day.
Yeah.
Good morning. Did we leave anybody, Tom, did we leave anybody out in LFO this morning? Did we? I'm afraid we might have left one or two. Right?
There's probably a few back there.
Okay. Is anybody out back who want to step up and just have a chat with us this morning we might have missed? You don't think so? We're opening a work session on Senate Bill 570-A. And I'm going to ask you to walk us through this bill.
Okay, thank you, Senator Bates. You have before you Senate Bill 570A. The bill would prohibit growing, raising, or cultivating certain genetically engineered plants. The bill was passed out of the Senate Environment and Land Use Committee on May 24th on a 3-2 vote. The fiscal impact issued for the engrossed version reflected the requirement in Section 4 that the Department of Agriculture would have responsibility for administration and enforcement under the bill. The department estimated it would need to add a position and incur additional services and supplies and capital outlay costs, requiring general fund expenditures of $226,000 in 05-07 and $173,600 in 2007-09. You'll note in your packet there are proposed dash 5 amendments that would remove Section 4. That would thus eliminate the bill's enforcement component and the Department of Agriculture's fiscal impact.
Senator Shields, my understanding, this bill has had a public hearing with the exception of the Dash 5 amendments. Is that correct?
Right. And that hearing was not a hearing that I chaired. It was in Senator Ringo's Environment and Land Use Committee.
I really, at this level, since we are a budget committee, I don't want to get into a long discussion, unless that's absolutely necessary, of pros and cons of this bill, other than the Dash 5 amendments. And I would invite anyone who wants to speak to it strongly to step forward and talk about the Dash 5s.
I will speak only to the Dash 5s.
Okay. Senator Nelson, is that acceptable to you that we
sure.
Tell it that way?
The Dash 5s simply make this bill more of an issue of moral suasion rather than one that would have an enforcement dimension to it, which makes sense given the fact that the Department of Agriculture has already stretched beyond its limits in terms of what it has money to do. If people were concerned about it, I would imagine it would be people who, for instance, grow organic crops, because those crops are vulnerable to pollinization, which would negate them being organic crops. Anyway, I don't need to talk about it a lot.
We'll have an opportunity on the floor. Is anyone in the audience that wishes to speak to this bill at this point?
To the bill or to the Dash 5?
The Dash 5 amendments to the bill. Mr. North.
Thank you, Chair Bates and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Rick North, and I work for the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. And just explanation of this. This bill is a four-year moratorium on the growing of certain biopharmaceutical industrial crops. If it passes, then the way this works is that anyone, whether it's a company or university, that wants to test grow these crops has to go through the USDA first. They get an initial approval from them. It then gets sent down to the state, in this case, the Department of Agriculture, the Plant Division.
We want to stick to the dash 5
amendment. Yeah, I am. And then it goes back to the USDA for a final determination. Okay? Since this bill would be a moratorium, okay, there would be no biopharmaceutical industrial crops planted here. Either they get stopped. The USDA would be very well aware of this. The USDA would not even submit a proposal. Or if they did, the Department of Ag, knowing that we have a law against it, would simply say no. And that would be it. So there are no crops to regulate. Therefore, there should not be any cost.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. I would accept a motion to amend Senate Bill 578 with the dash 5 amendments.
So moved.
Any objections?
Not to the amendments.
Okay. So ordered. Senate Bill 578 with the dash 5 amendments. I would accept a motion to move them to the full budget committee.
So moved.
I will have a motion on the floor. Any discussion?
I'll be a no vote.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, any objections?
Yes.
Yes. We'll report to Nelson as a no vote. And I'll be an aye vote.
So and I'll be an aye vote.
Majority passes. We will move this to the full budget committee as amended. So ordered. And we will close work session 570A5. And we will close today's meeting. Okay.